Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
It happened in the middle of the night in November 1996 at a Sheraton hotel just east of Los Angeles. A woman went over a balcony and met her death. If she screamed, no one heard her. If it was murder, there were no witnesses. If it was an accident or suicide, the circumstances sure seem strange.
When I first got on the scene, I knew that this was going to be a complex case.
The young woman's death would be homicide detective Ray Rodriguez's last case in a long 33-year career. It was just after 8 a.m., the morning of November 13th, 1996.
A call came into the desk there that there was an apparent suicide at the Industry Hill Sheraton, that a woman had jumped from a hotel room balcony and that she was deceased.
The woman lay in a pool of blood 104 feet down from the balcony of her hotel room. That morning, another guest at the hotel saw the body from his balcony and called police.
I don't mean to get in detail, but how did it appear to you? What did it look like had happened?
The body appeared like a lot of trauma. There was a lot of trauma. The only thing that I've ever seen close to that is like when someone has been hit by a train. The body was naked, except for a little camisole top that was on the body. That was kind of concerning to me right then and there at the initial time that I first saw the body.
Why?
It's only been like once or twice that I've ever encountered a naked suicide.
And so the investigation began. Officers located the room, identified the victim as 27-year-old Sandra Oriana, a single woman from Houston, Texas. And then the officers waited for backup.
Deputy Gonzalez comes outside the room and closes the door to secure it until homicide detectives can arrive so nobody will disturb anything. Once that happens, he's outside, and then 815's door opens, and out comes Robert.
Robert Lee Salazar was 33 years old, an executive also from Houston, a married man with two children.
Salazar comes out the door. The investigator says, "Do you know this woman in the room?" Yeah. And does he react to it in any way?
Yes, yes.
Salazar told police that Sandra Oriana worked for him. In fact, they were traveling together.
The officer tells him he's been investigating an accident. He doesn't tell him that Sandra's dead.
And what does Salazar do?
That's when he collapses and starts crying and collapses in the hallway.
Robert Salazar told the deputy he did more than just work with Sandra Oriana on this business trip. He said they'd been out the night before to dinner, and they had been drinking a lot.
Then he tells Gonzalez that she was very, very drunk, and that when they got up to the room around midnight, he let her in the room, put her in the room, closed the door, and that he left. And that was it. And that was the last he's seen of her.
But as it turns out, that's the first version of his story.
Correct. It's the first story that comes from Robert.
But the police were suspicious.
He doesn't know that the investigators have found a pair of men's underwear in that room.
Correct. He hasn't been told anything of what they saw or what they find.
And now it's your turn to talk to him.
Correct.
And when you begin to question him, what does he say?
Ask him, you know, hey, Robert, you know, sure none of your items are in the room? No, no personal items are in the room. Now I'm thinking the story that he gave Deputy Gonzalez was a bunch of bull.
Now, Detective Rodriguez was rapidly becoming convinced this wasn't a suicide.
That time I started focusing on this as a murder.
He went back to Sandra's room looking for more clues.
So we end up finding a shoe, a male shoe. It's wrapped up in the bedding at the foot of the bed. So I know now that I have a men's underwear, and I know that I have a men's shoe, left shoe.
Then he moved next door to Salazar's room.
I find a men's black underwear, the same size, the same brand, the same style as the white underwear that's in the other room, and there's one right black shoe.
The physical evidence shows he was in the room with her.
Correct. So now it's time to go back to talk to Robert.
The recorder was on the bed like this, and I was talking to Robert like this.
On the audio tape of the meeting, Salazar began to change his story.
You want to tell us what happened, Robert? Because it doesn't match up. Did you have sex with her?
Yes, I did. Okay. And I'm married, and that's why I didn't want to say it. I swear, that was it.
How did she come about being where she ended up?
I don't know.
So in the second version, he still doesn't see her fall. He leaves her behind in the room, and what happens after that, he doesn't know.
Now we continue to press him even more.
I want to know the whole truth about what happened. You know, if you had sex with her, if it was rough sex, something happened, if you strangled her, or any of these things.
I swear to God, no.
At this point, because he's changed his story once, do you suspect that he killed her? Or do you still not know?
No, I'm now leaning that this guy's hiding something and something else happened on that balcony and this woman went over not wanting to go over.
Does he then change his story again?
Then we're going to get the true story, supposedly.
What really happened, Robert?
We were making out.
On the balcony?
Yeah.
You guys were making out on the balcony?
Rubbing on her, she was rubbing on me. She turned around. Been over the balcony and I was that way, and then all of a sudden she grabbed the balcony and pushed herself up to turn over, and when she did that she just went over.
Let's go inside. You've been in this room many times.
Yeah, quite a few times. It's completely different now than it was on that night.
Based on your investigation, what do you believe happened in this room that night?
I believe that Robert Salazar made sexual advances onto Sandra. I think that she was on the bed and then that she pretty much passed out on the bed. I think that he started to make sexual advance on her, and I think that she woke up. She was startled by it. And I think that she fought him.
That mark on his face, you believe, is a result of her struggling with
him? I think she clawed at him and got him.
The first policeman to talk to Salazar that morning noticed this mark on his face.
After she hit him or gouged him with a fingernail, you think he hit her back?
Yes, I do.
And knocked her out?
I think that's it. I think that finally Salazar, I don't know, if I can't account for his reasonings, but that was the option that was elected.
Out on the balcony.
Out on the balcony and over the balcony.
Salazar never called anyone to report that Sandra Oriana had gone off that balcony up there and landed here, 104 feet below, a fall no one could have survived. He did, however, make two other phone calls, two chilling phone calls, that, according to Detective Rodriguez, made him look even more guilty.
Come on, Sandy. We're waiting on you. Come on, we gotta go. Let's go. Hurry up. It's after 7. Bye-bye.
Before the police arrived, Robert Salazar twice called Sandra's room, leaving messages on the hotel voicemail to a woman he knew was dead.
Hello. Wake up. We gotta go. Come on.
But when I hear those two tapes, how does anybody call a dead woman and tells her to wake up? And not once, twice.
Ray Rodriguez arrested Robert Salazar and took him to jail. Open and shut case. Well, not exactly. It would take 6 years and many twists and turns before the Sex on the Balcony case would finally get to trial.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's comforting to be out here, but it's hard for me to be out here. I don't like to see it. I'd always just talk about what's going on in my life.
Catherine! Good job over here.
And I guess just stressing how much she's missed and how much nothing's the same without her here.
Sandra Oriana's untimely death is more than just a tragedy for her sister Catherine.
I don't like to see the tombstone. I don't like to see her name. It's too much.
Her mother, her father, and her aunt Olga also grieve.
We love her. We miss her a lot. And every time we come and see her, it's so painful as the first time.
I miss her very much. It's hard, very hard.
For this close-knit family, the circumstances that led to Sandra's death while on a business trip with her boss, Robert Salazar, simply made no sense.
When I had heard that she had fallen off a balcony and then they were questioning him, I felt like he was responsible for something. Something had happened.
Sandy, can you look here?
Sandra Oriana was young and single, a college graduate who had begun a career at what she thought was a dynamic and growing company.
She was just a woman who was full of life.
Hey, me giving you a kiss. You giving me a kiss.
She was funny.
Gross.
Okay, close up on Sandy.
Had a lot of friends, loved her family. And just somebody you wanted to hang out with.
She had a boyfriend who was working and living in Hong Kong.
I like to feel that she's with me. I like to feel that she's around somehow.
They were considering a future together.
She was going to Hong Kong to talk about getting married?
She was going to Hong Kong, right, to visit him, to basically just go there, maybe stay and live.
Sandra was 4 years older than her sister Catherine.
She was my height. I mean, a lot of people said we looked alike.
Sandy.
A lot of people would look at me and see Sandy.
Because they were so close, Sandra's death hit hard.
I was upset. I was mad. I was angry. I couldn't believe he would do that.
Catherine says she was especially upset because her sister had been complaining about Robert Salazar's unwanted sexual advances. After Sandra's death, Catherine had no doubt it was murder and that Robert Salazar was the one who killed her.
I was scared. I was sad for my sister. I was trying to put myself in her position. Just the fear that she must have felt in her room alone, and him coming on to her and him trying to rape her. I keep thinking about that and how she must have been so scared.
She worked in that one there, right by where the light is at.
Sandra's Aunt Olga, just a few years older and also very close, said Sandra told her that Salazar often made suggestive comments to her at work.
He mentioned, you know, about when, you know, the way she was dressed sometimes, you know, you have nice legs or, you know, you look nice. But the way he looked at her, that was what made her feel uncomfortable.
Olga says Sandra was ready to move on, trying to get away from Robert Salazar.
She was tired of this man and, all, you know, all the things that went around. And she was going to look for another job.
Catherine agrees.
She told me on several occasions he'd made passes at her.
In your sister's mind, this was harassment?
Yeah, she did feel it was harassment. He made a pass at her. He grabbed her once at work.
Grabbed her how?
He grabbed her ass. He grabbed her butt.
So when the arrangements for the trip to California were made, they say Sandra wasn't happy.
What did she say to you when she found out that Salazar was coming on this trip too?
She was upset that he was going. She felt that it was just another instance when he's trying to make a situation happen or looking for an opportunity to be alone with her.
Because of that history, Catherine Orellana reacted strongly when she heard Robert Salazar's version of events that night.
I didn't believe his story. He was already saying that they were having sex on a balcony, and from that minute, I knew it was wrong. I knew he was lying.
We put it bluntly here. Is she the kind of woman who would have sex with somebody hanging off a balcony of a hotel?
No, no. She was afraid of heights. She didn't even like balconies. And it's just, it's ridiculous to think that she would, you know, his story is that she would got up to go open up the window and grab some air in the nude or something. And it's just, that's not her. That's out of character. She would never have done that.
Did you tell the police detectives what your sister had told you about Salazar?
Yes, I did.
Catherine told Detective Ray Rodriguez.
I've worked homicide for 9 years. I've seen a lot of victims' family endure. And just like all those other victims, the Orellana family has endured a lot.
Rodriguez says talking to Sandra's family reinforced his doubts about Salazar's story.
From what I've learned about Sandra Orellana during this investigation, I don't believe that she would ever have been in a position of being out on a balcony, stripped down to a little camisole.
It's important for us to clear my sister's name and that she would never have participated in something like that.
But instead of clearing her name, Sandra's family was shocked when, just 2 days after he was taken into custody, Salazar was released and no charges were filed.
I lied because I didn't want my wife to know. I didn't want to lose my job, and I didn't want to be blamed for murder.
Robert Salazar went home, but he wasn't home free.
To me, there's so many things pointing to guilt.
Sandra Orellana had died falling off this balcony. And Robert Salazar had been arrested the next afternoon. But the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office said there wasn't enough evidence to prosecute Robert Salazar for murder, and so he was let go.
You know, I knew that it was going to be a long road.
For Detective Ray Rodriguez, that was just a reason to work harder.
You wanted to solve this case, though.
Oh, I think the case is solved.
You wanted to see Salazar in court.
Definitely. Definitely I wanted to see Salazar in court.
Salazar had admitted to police he'd been with Sandra Orellana in her hotel room and that she had fallen to her death while they were fooling around on the balcony. But after being held for 48 hours, he was released.
When Robert Salazar was released, how did you feel?
The job was just beginning.
Then, 2 months later, the Los Angeles County coroner ruled Sandra Orellana's death was a homicide. Sandra's family just couldn't understand why Robert Salazar wasn't in jail, or at least on trial.
What did you think when the authorities decided not to charge him?
It was unbelievable. We couldn't believe it. Basically, we asked questions. We didn't understand why they were letting him go.
Robert Salazar was let go back in 1996 because prosecutors said they didn't have enough evidence to get a conviction. But something else was influencing the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office at that time. The DA had just lost one high-profile murder case, O.J. Simpson, and didn't want to risk losing another, the so-called Sex on the Balcony case.
We all have speculated that the fact that the O.J. verdict had come in just a year before that and had really impacted the district attorney's office at that time.
Deputy District Attorney Bob Foltz remembers those uneasy days.
So what happens is a lot of people do. They get really, really cautious and they start writing things down and they tell the police to go out and investigate some more, and that's how these cases kind of get shifted off to the side.
Ray Rodriguez wasn't going to allow this case to get shifted to the side. In fact, just a few days after Salazar was released, the detective was actually gathering bits of his suspect for evidence.
Actually, I went to Houston to get a warrant for Robert Salazar so I could get his blood and hair and DNA for DNA comparisons to the blood that we had found at the scene.
And then, to understand the physics of the fall or the push, detectives made a fire hose dummy and, in a highly publicized move, dropped it a number of times from the hotel balcony. They also consulted Hollywood stuntmen and biomechanical engineers. Their conclusion?
That some force had to be applied beyond the railing to allow that body to go from where he said that she went over to where she landed, way over here on the left, a good 13 feet beyond.
Sandra Oriana's body was found directly below the left end of her eighth floor balcony and just a couple of feet from the facade of the hotel.
I don't like going out on that balcony at all.
What do you believe happened out
here? I believe that he brought her out here, carried it over here, put her here, dumped on the rail, and applied force from the right to the left. That's why she ends up over there.
The lack of fingerprints or any disturbances on the rail that would support Robert Salazar's version of events was just more proof for Rodriguez.
The rail was completely covered with dust, and there was only two spots of disturbances, and it was what you did when you first walked out. You came out here, and you just instinctively put your hands on the railing, and you looked over.
But even with the mounting evidence, months, then years passed with no action by the district attorney. Still, Rodriguez couldn't drop the case.
There was something about this case that kept it ever present.
So many memories.
And the Oriana family wouldn't drop the case either. They filed a wrongful death suit against Salazar.
We felt that we'd take this avenue and try to see, you know, if he could be found guilty in a civil court, then maybe the criminal courts would take notice and find merit in it.
So you're pursuing him in civil court, but you really would like the DA to change his mind and pursue him in criminal court.
Right, exactly.
The civil case was dropped after a dramatic development here in Los Angeles. The district attorney was voted out of office, and a new DA was sworn in. And Detective Rodriguez, who had never let go of the case, seized the moment.
You're hoping they're going to see it with a fresh pair of eyes, and that's because you believe that you can make this case.
Yes.
You've got the evidence.
Yes.
Motive.
Oh, motive, yes.
You got the guy.
Yes.
You just want to see it in the system.
Correct.
The new DA said, go ahead. And so, 4.5 years after Sandra Oriana had fallen to her death, Robert Salazar's nightmare came back.
What was the first thought that went through your mind when you heard that after all this time, you were going to end up in court on trial for your life?
The first thought that went through my mind, I was going to get blamed for something I didn't do.
Robert Salazar tells his side of the story.
Chime is changing the way people bank by offering a rewarding, fee-free banking experience built specifically for you. Unlike traditional old banks that hit you with monthly maintenance and overdraft fees, Chime believes you shouldn't have to pay to get your own money. which is why they provide access to thousands of fee-free ATMs. I'm always looking for ways to save on everyday purchases, especially with all the extra spending that seems to come up over the summer. Chime can make it easy to save by offering 5% cash back on your Chime card in categories like gas or groceries. Your savings will also grow faster with a 3.75% APY, which is 9 times higher than the national average. Beyond the savings, Chime offers flexible tools like MyPay, which lets you access up to $500 of your pay, and SpotMe, which allows for fee-free overdrafts up to $200. Chime is not just smarter banking, it is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free. Head to chime.com/48hours. That is chime.com/48hours. It only takes a few minutes to sign up.
Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services from MyPay and Chime Card provided by Chime's bank partners. Optional products and services may have fees or charges. Stated annual percentage yield and cash back for Chime Prime only. No minimum balance required. Checking account ranking based on a J.D. Power survey published October 20, 2025. For more information on APY rates, MyPay, SpotMe, and travel perks, go to chime.com/disclosures.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
To me, when she went over the railing, she deserved a 911 call if there was any chance of her being alive. Robert Salazar was full of deception and deceit right from the beginning.
In March of 2001, Ray Rodriguez finally made the arrest he'd been waiting to make for 4 years.
We filed a formal complaint, got the arrest warrant, and went to Houston and arrested Robert Salazar. We were out of Houston that same day on an airplane coming back to Los Angeles.
The first thought that went through my mind was that I was going to get blamed for something I didn't do.
Robert Salazar had never spoken about the events that took place in that hotel on that balcony in November of 1996 until he spoke with us.
Every morning I wake up and I pray. I pray for Sandy, I pray for her family, I pray for my family. It was a horrible accident.
In an exclusive interview while out on bail, he agreed to sit down with 48 Hours, his wife Beth looking on, to explain the events that have come back to haunt him and why he should not be found guilty of the murder of Sandra Orellana.
Yeah, I did some things wrong. I was with another woman. I was in a room I shouldn't have been in. I was with an employee, but I didn't cause her to fall off that balcony.
Then he was general manager at Skillmaster, a personnel agency in booming Houston, Texas.
I was responsible for operations, and I was responsible for safety and health.
People worked for you?
Yes. I had a staff of probably about 30 people.
Sandra Orellana worked directly for him. He was her boss.
What did she do for the company?
She handled all the workers' comp claims.
She was good at her work?
She was good at her work.
What kind of relationship did you have with Sandy at work?
It was just an employee-employee relationship.
Salazar denies the accusations that he harassed Sandra.
Were you attracted to her?
I wasn't attracted to her. I mean, I was a married man. I just recently gotten married and recently had a baby.
But on November 12, 1996, he and Sandra Orellana were on the road together in Los Angeles.
We were purchasing this company in California that had several offices. We needed to come and clean up their workers' comp.
The night began at a nearby restaurant, a business dinner, but it also happened to be Sandra's 27th birthday.
By your account, you've had 4 drinks over dinner.
Correct. We also had some champagne when we checked in.
So how would you describe your mental acuity at that point?
Well, I was feeling, I was
a little buzzed?
Well, yeah.
How drunk was she at that time?
She was intoxicated. I mean, she had several drinks, just like me. I was intoxicated. I had several drinks. I mean, we are not, let's just say we shouldn't be driving.
They weren't. A business colleague who'd been with them at dinner drove them back to their hotel and dropped them off.
I walked in and you could hear the band playing in the bar. Sandy said, let's go down there and take a look at it.
Why didn't you just go to your rooms and call it a night?
I wish I had done that a million times in my mind. Why didn't I just go to my room?
But Salazar didn't go to his room. After ordering a few more drinks, he says things started to get complicated.
Started hugging, started laughing, started having a good time, started kissing.
They were kissing and...
William Boone was also a guest in the hotel that night. He says he saw the couple together twice.
Hands around his neck and he with her hand, his hands on her waist. Both times they looked happy to be in each other's company.
Did your feelings for her change in that moment?
We're talking about two adult people who were intoxicated and doing things they weren't supposed to be doing.
And they didn't stop there.
So now you're on the eighth floor. What did you do?
We walked to our rooms.
Which were right next to one another. This was Robert Salazar's room, room 815. This was Sandra Oriana's room, 813. He says they would end up going in there because she was the sexual aggressor that night.
She opens the door and pulls me in.
So she took you by the hand and pulled you in the room?
Yes, sir.
I need to hear your version of events, what happened.
Okay.
Now you're in the
room.
I want
to take a break just for a second.
That's fine.
I want to talk to my wife.
After a brief consultation with perhaps his most critical judge, Robert Salazar resumed his story.
We're becoming intimate with each other, foreplay, and we do that for a few minutes, and then she says it's hot, and she gets up and goes out to the balcony. And I get up and I follow her.
Salazar says the time was just after midnight.
So now the two of you are on this balcony.
Yes.
What happens?
We get out on the balcony. She's facing outside. I come out in behind her and she says, hold on. And she lifts her leg and turns around, puts it on the railing and lifts herself up. As she lifts herself up.
She falls over.
She falls over.
Did you watch her fall?
Yes. I was right there, between like for me and you.
Did you see her hit the ground?
No, I heard her hit the ground.
Sandra Oriana had fallen 104 feet to her death.
When she went over the railing, what was the first thought that went through your mind?
Oh my God, I have to get out of here. And I grabbed all my clothes and I ran to my room.
Did you call 911?
No.
Did you report this to anybody?
No.
Well, why didn't you?
If I call, I'm drunk, they may not believe me, and I'm gonna go to jail for something I didn't do. If I call, my wife's gonna find out. There goes my family. If I call, my job's gonna find out. There goes my job. And I made a horrible, horrible decision, and I did nothing.
Detective Rodriguez thinks not making that call shows Robert Salazar's guilt.
Maybe he's just guilty of having incredible bad judgment, that he doesn't call when it happens, and it is an accident. Isn't that possible?
I don't think it's just the bad judgment. I think you have a calculated story. I think you have calculated deceit. You have calculated lies.
Rodriguez believes Robert Salazar murdered Sandra Oriana, that he lied about it 6 years ago, and he's still lying today.
There's no doubt in my mind that Sandra Oriana did not go over that balcony on her own.
Did you kill Sandra?
No. Swear to God, God is my witness, I didn't kill her.
Did you in any way help her over that balcony that night?
No.
You murdered her.
I did not murder her, guys. My witness, I did not murder her.
Robert Salazar on trial for the murder of Sandra Oriana.
This is Dr. Mary Claire Haver from Unpaused. Let's be honest. Great hair should not require a complicated routine, a salon visit, or a whole lot of patience just to get smooth, shiny results. Too many women have been settling for dull, frizzy hair and thinking, that's just how it goes at home. It doesn't have to be. Introducing Longe Hair,
an easier, more effective way to elevate your everyday routine. Their Axia Halo Ring Hair Dryer is designed to make styling feel faster and simpler. It's lightweight, incredibly fast, and leaves hair looking sleek and polished instead of dry, frizzy, or puffy. The real magic happens when it's paired with the Gloss Shock Treatment. These two are designed to work together. Just spray Gloss Shock onto damp or dry hair. The dryer's heat activates the treatment, while its iconic technology seals in that smooth, mirror-like shine. The result is soft, glossy, frizz-free hair in just two easy steps, without piling on extra products or spending extra time to get ready. Go to LaungeHair.com and use the code MCH to get 20% off your first order. That's LaungeHair.com and use the code MCH for 20% off at checkout.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Attorneys will try to prove that Salazar had motive for killing Oriana.
People of the state of California versus Robert Lee Salazar, case number KA051534. Mr. Salazar is present and out of custody.
Nearly 6 years after Sandra Oriana plunged off this balcony to her death, Robert Salazar went on trial for her murder.
Let me get yours out.
Yes, sir.
For Ray Rodriguez and the Oriana family, this was their last best hope for justice.
I'm finally glad that this case is going to be inside a courtroom and that a jury can hear this. I mean, that's what we wanted all along. We just wanted a jury to see that, to hear the case.
Do people wish to make an opening statement at this time?
Yes, Your Honor, we do.
If convicted, Robert Salazar would face a sentence of 25 years to life.
That's what they see.
But was there enough evidence to convince a jury?
He's the only witness. We have no one there to say exactly what happens.
From the eighth floor up here.
Prosecutor Bob Foltz admits making the case against Salazar was a challenge.
Turning this way would pull her body into the room, not over the railing.
In those kind of cases where it's built on circumstantial evidence, they're always extremely difficult.
And he asked the deputy, what's going on?
But Foltz also believed the series of lies told by the defendant exposed a significant truth.
And Mr. Herrera says, where's Sandra? Robert goes, I don't know.
People only lie about what really happened when they have something to hide. And in this case, it was clear that he had a lot to hide.
The prosecution theory is that Robert Salazar carefully orchestrated his move on Sandra Oriana that night. First, he got her drunk. Then he got her into this room. But when he tried to have sex with her, she fought back, scratched his face. That's when Robert Salazar became angry and retaliated.
So do you believe he rendered her unconscious at that point somehow?
I do.
Either by choking her or hitting her?
Right.
And then what happened?
And then he simply decided to make it look like a suicide by taking her out and putting her over the rail.
The evidence is going to show that she fell as a consequence of being a 0.22 blood alcohol and being sitting on the edge of the balcony.
Defense attorney Mike Coghlan said both Sandra Oriana and Robert Salazar were drunk that night, and that her own reckless actions led to her death.
She lost her balance and fell accidentally before he was able to grab her or do anything to stop her fall.
Were there any other homicide investigators already on scene?
Yes.
For the prosecution, the main witnesses were the investigators.
I do.
Detective Rodriguez came out of retirement to assist Bob Foltz in the prosecution and to testify against Robert Salazar.
I said, you know, Robert, the stories that you told Deputy Gonzalez doesn't match the physical evidence. You said that none of your items were in the room. Your underwear is in the room.
Rodriguez told the jury about finding Salazar's underwear and shoe and how he confronted Salazar.
And if you're willing to tell me the truth, I'll take a tape statement from you as to the truth.
The jury was played the tape.
She grabbed the balcony and pushed herself up. And when she did that, she just went over.
Then Detective Rodriguez told the court how the day ended.
I arrested Robert Salazar, charged him with murder, and he was held in jail for 48 hours pending his arraignment in court.
There were large numbers of severely displaced rib fractures on both sides of the chest, primarily.
The county coroner, fingerprint experts, and other experts testifying for the prosecution painted the picture of a violent crime.
The affection that Sandra was showing for Robert continued at that.
The defense said the fall was an accident and that Sandra Orellana wasn't fighting Robert Salazar at all.
Clearly they were standing a few inches apart at most.
William Boone, the businessman, told his story.
Did they appear happy and contented or angry and upset?
Happy and contented.
These are the bed sheets.
And Heidi Robbins, a county criminologist who testified about the physical evidence, seemed to help make the defense case under cross-examination.
You examined these articles of clothing, I assume?
Yes.
All right. Were any of them torn or damaged in any way?
No.
Did any of those articles of clothing appear to you as though they might have been removed from the person wearing them without her permission or consent?
No.
I'm a biomechanical engineer.
Using sophisticated computer graphics, Dr. Carly Ward made the argument that because Sandra's body ended up so close to the hotel, she couldn't have been pushed or thrown. If she had, she would have landed farther out on the terrace.
She wasn't impelled in any way away from the balcony.
She turned around.
But undoubtedly, the star witness was the defendant himself, Robert Lee Salazar.
Had you done anything to contribute to her fall on that balcony?
No, sir.
He answered questions, sometimes emotionally, sometimes not.
I don't think we were thinking like that.
Observers in the court remarked how easily Salazar seemed to be able to shift emotional gears.
Come on, Fanny, we're waiting on you. Come on, we gotta go. Let's go.
And when the court was played those phone calls Salazar made to Sandra's room hours after she died.
Hurry up. It's after 7. Bye-bye.
Salazar didn't seem to have a very good explanation.
I made a bad decision. I made an awful decision that I'll have to live with the rest of my life. But I know it's not a good answer, but it's the truth.
Prosecutor Fultz challenged Salazar at every turn.
I wish she was alive more than anybody in this room.
Well, you're praying that she's alive now because you murdered her.
I did not murder her, guys. My witness, I did not murder her.
And you don't want to pay for that act.
Mr. Fultz, this guy is my witness. I did not murder her.
That man is guilty of murder.
The closing arguments from both sides were very direct.
There is only one conclusion here, and that is that Robert Salazar murdered Sandra Orellana.
I'm asking you not to destroy the life of Robert Salazar. I'm asking you to find Robert Salazar not guilty.
I hope the jury finds him guilty. I hope they will prosecute him to the maximum penalty.
There is really no winner or loser in this case. Her family is going to hurt. My family is going to hurt. It's the worst thing in the world. I'm nervous, but I have faith in God.
Texas businessman accused of pushing.
A Pomona jury reaches a decision today about a murder case.
It took the jury 9 hours, over 2 days, to reach its verdict.
Clerk would read the verdicts, please.
Yes, Your Honor. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Robert Lee Salazar, not guilty of the crime of second-degree murder. In violation
for Robert Salazar, there was happiness mixed with sorrow.
It was just a tragic accident, and we're real sorry about what happened.
Even Beth Salazar, who had never spoken before, gave her reaction.
It wasn't joy because this was a tragedy.
One juror summed up the difficulty of the case.
While we didn't believe some of Robert's testimony, we do believe that it was a tragic accident. And it's been a very difficult few weeks for us.
Robert Salazar has found a new job in sales. The Orellana family was left with nothing but pain.
It's been a long 6 years, and to culminate in this, it's devastating. Our family will always maintain that he was responsible for her death.
And for Ray Rodriguez, it was a bitter end to a long battle.
I still think that he did it.
You think he got away with murder?
Yes. And that's our system.
I feel like I'm constantly looking for products that help me get ready faster while still making me feel put together. Primally Pure Sun Serum Tinted SPF has basically replaced multiple steps for me because it combines skincare, mineral SPF 30, and lightweight coverage all in one product. Then I add their lip and cheek tint and instantly look more awake and alive in like 10 seconds. Everything feels really natural and skin first, not heavy or overly done, which is exactly what I want for everyday life right now. If you love easy products that make mornings feel simpler, definitely look into Primally Pure Sun Serum and Lip and Cheek Tint.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.